This will be my greatest performance.
Thanks for downloading the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast.
Program the computer.
Hey guys, it's Matthew West.
Matthew West.
Is that a new song?
It is. I'm writing it. How do you like it so far?
Right. I mean, sounds like a hit.
Matthew West, yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the time. Appreciate you calling.
Oh, man, thank you guys. What'd she say?
As if I turned her mic on, you could actually hear her. Hold on.
Is that something you do? You just don't turn her mic on if she doesn't know it?
It happens, right? I'm sorry.
It does. Here I am.
Now she's
here. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
I'm just looking at your website, MatthewWest.com, and I noticed that we have the same haircut, so that's very flattering. Thank you. But also noticing that you're up to quite a bit, so we appreciate the time. We want to ask you about your new song, what you're up to on Winter Jam, all of that.
I want to be a smart aleck and say, you got something to say, so just say it.
Yeah. She wanted to do the whole chat using song lyrics.
Oh, that would be like the ultimate... sappiest form of flattery.
Are you strong enough?
I am not strong enough for this interview. You guys are going to have to carry me and wait, now I can't even quote my own lyrics.
We put you on the
spot.
That
was Josh Wilson, carry me.
We put you into the light here, didn't we? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should just quote, we should do a whole interview quoting contemporary Christian lyric songs. Like,
well, yeah.
We'd have to be courageous for that.
Oh, I can only imagine how it would go.
Matthew, do you remember when you were 13?
That's history now.
Oh, boom.
You know, there's probably listeners who are like, I don't even know who this guy is, and now they're quoting lyrics I don't know.
Well, that's why we're going to link to your website, MatthewWest.com. You are the man. You come up with a lot of very inspired lyrics, and I say inspired because, especially lately, you're being inspired by a lot of maybe WCSG listeners who are sharing their story, and you're having the opportunity then to put that to music.
Absolutely. That's the journey I've been on. It has changed not just the way that I write songs, but it's really changed my life. I've collected over 25,000 stories from people all over the country, all over the world, 20 countries around the world been represented, and stories come in every day. And it's just pretty crazy. I get to read these stories, and then when inspiration strikes, I get to put a voice to those stories and write songs inspired by them. So the last several songs I've released to you guys to play to your listeners have been inspired by, not by my story, but by the true story of somebody who chose to, that's why I call it Into the Light. They chose to step into the light with their story so that God could shine through it and change the world. So songs like My Own Little World, Strong Enough, Forgiveness. These are songs that all have come from true stories of people's lives.
So you're doing more than just going through the motions.
She's not going to let it go.
You know what's funny? It's like that's actually, that song, The Motions, had a part in why I'm doing this now. Because I know we've talked about this in the past. I think I've had throat surgery 5 years ago. It was a season of my life where I thought maybe my music dreams were going to have to be shelved. The doctor said they weren't sure if I was going to sing again. That song, The Motions, came out of that intense season of my life where, you know, sometimes it takes a trial or a traumatic experience or even a tragedy to kind of wake us up and get us kind of taking a real assessment of how we're living our lives. And the song, The Motions, I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to go one more day. Those are the lyrics that just have become pounding of my heart ever since that. You know, I was like, Lord, if you give me my voice back, I will not take it for granted, and I won't waste another second of my time on stage or a song that I write. I'm going to give it everything I've got. And praying that prayer really is what led me to take this jump and do something different, you know, instead of just sitting in my little room writing my songs. I decided to reach out to the world and give them a chance to tell me their story. And that was just God's way of kind of stretching me and not going through the motions in my own life. So it's pretty crazy how it all comes around. And I'm on a journey right now that's so overwhelmed that I get the chance to get to know your listeners and other people on an even deeper level. So it's a pretty special thing.
And he works through your music in a big way. And I think that's a big reason why, because you've been vulnerable with your story.
Well, exactly. And I know that so many of your listeners who are even listening right now point to a specific time where they were listening to your station. Maybe they hopped in their car, they were going through something in their life, and God used the song at just the right time. God used your station at just the right message at just the right time, maybe gave them pause before they got back out of their car, or, you know, somebody maybe even pulled their car over and had to listen to those words and be reminded that God is with them, that they are not alone, and that he's going to carry them through their most difficult trials. And that's one reason why I am proud to make Christian music. You know, I'm on a tour called Winter Jam right now, and 10 artists, and I'm so impressed by all of them, because it's like they realized that God had given them a gift to make music, and then they stood up and said, you know what, I'm going to use this gift to lift up the name of Jesus. And man, in a day and age when there are so many messages pointing to the wrong things that promise fulfillment but leave us empty, I thank God for Christian radio, and I thank God for other Christian artists who have poured into my life, who they've given me music that I can feel safe playing it for my children. And that's a big deal. And so I encourage people to keep it going.
Matthew, your new song we just started playing called Hello, My Name Is. Give us Jordan's story.
Well, Jordan, one of the 25,000 and counting that wrote to me, the first line of his story said, hello, my name is Jordan, and I'm a drug addict. He went on to tell me that he didn't always identify himself that way. He started out a preacher's kid, just like me, which is why Jordan's story just got right to my heart immediately. He said he went on to be an all-star athlete, not just like me, by the way. He went on to be All-American in track and field, seven-time All-American, got a scholarship to play at a university. But his sophomore year, he broke his ankle. Immediately, his identity as the sports star was taken away from him, and he received his first prescription drug. He said at first he was taking them for the pain, but then it just kept spiraling and spiraling until he was full-blown drug addict. He got kicked out of the college that he was attending because of some positive drug tests. He lost his scholarship, and he wound up at a year-long addiction recovery program called Teen Challenge. Well, it was during that time where God began just to get his attention, and he was so defeated, thinking he'd ruined his life, that all he was damaged goods. But God began to show him that he was going to take his damaged goods and turn them into something good, something amazing. He finished his story and said, I went back, after I graduated from Teen Challenge, I went back to the college that kicked me out, and I earned my master's degree. He said, now I'm a teacher and a coach, and God's calling me into ministry. God blessed me with a beautiful wife, and I don't have to introduce myself the way that I once did. Instead, I say, hello, my name is Jordan, and I'm a child of the one true King.
Matthew, thank you for using your talents, your gifts, not taking that voice for granted, and just really sharing stories of so many, some even maybe of our listeners. So thank you for that.
Oh, man, it's great to talk to you guys, and I hope Jordan's story and that song can just encourage your listeners today, man. The world is going to go out of its way the minute you step out the door to try to falsely define who you are and get you defeated to think that you're too damaged for God to use you. But throughout the scriptures, God reminds us that who we are is defined by who we are in Christ. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. That's what we are. We are new creations. We are children of the one true King. I hope that can encourage your listeners today. I appreciate you guys.
And we look forward to seeing you as part of Winter Jam coming up on March 24th here in Grand Rapids. We'll try to have the snow gone by then.
Could you please? That's all I'm asking.
And Matthew, next thing you know, our time is up. So
hey, it's all right. There's forgiveness.
You are the man. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. See you.
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime.